Welcome to the first issue of the Plant Guides Gazette. We're very excited. Our first topic is going to be immunity. It's a big subject. It can be frightening when it goes wrong. And what I hope we can do here is to rethink what the immune system is and how better we can work with it to help us out. So, first article, Introduction to Immunity, is called My Immune System is My Housekeeper. So here goes. The immune system is usually seen as our defense against infections. However, if we want to support it best, we should see it as much more than this. Indeed, it's a key part of our internal housekeeping. We can start by seeing it as a vast array of functions that identify substances that should not be in the body, and then prepare them for removal. Why is this so important to us? The main targets of the immune system are proteins and their larger fragments, or peptides, as well as other complex molecules. These targets become known as antigens. However, they're the same kind of molecules the cell use to communicate with each other. Our healthy functions would be impossible if internal communications were disrupted by agents that should not be there. So, our bodies expend huge resources to keep the channels clear. That's our immune system. When we look at where disruptions to our internal communications can come from, then we can see that infections are only one source. There are two constant and major sources of antigens into the bloodstream and circulating fluids. The first is our food. By definition, this is made up of foreign materials, and we would suffer great harm if food proteins and other large molecules went straight into our tissues. So we rely on a healthy digestive system to make food safe. Our digestive juices not only sterilize our food, but render large antigenic molecules into small, safe building blocks, such as amino acids and simple sugars. The second threat is actually the internal contents of our own cells. Proteins inside a cell belong just there. Mostly they have no role in the body fluids and become antigens if they get out. Cells do die and are recycled constantly. However, this is normally done very rigorously so that internal contents are pre-digested before the cell membrane is breached, a process known as apoptosis. Illness or severe tissue damage can disrupt apoptosis, and many forms of immune diseases are autoimmunity to our own intracellular contents. So, the main role of the immune system is to guard against antigenic junk from any source. It gobbles up some of it and provides a very sophisticated mechanism to flag up anything else so that it can be disposed of by other means. Essentially, therefore, the immune system regulates our internal environment. It really does determine our health. It is also individual. My immune system is as unique as my fingerprint. It has my name on it. However, because they are complex, immune responses can go wrong. Many modern health conditions, especially if they are long-term and severe, involve some degree of immune disruption, particularly autoimmunity. We should understand the immune system as well as possible so as to develop strategies that may help when it goes wrong.